This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, if I'm going to get onto a lightning round of topical events that's breaking, I'm probably going to go to the TruthAboutGuns.com. And joining me from the TruthAboutGuns.com is their editor-in-chief. That is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, sir.
Well, it's interesting, your top story, because earlier today I interviewed Alan Gottlieb for the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
We were basically talking. He wanted to lead off with that top story, so let's talk about this. Sold, apparently, to the fair-haired boy that would run the ATF, black lives don't matter.
Or they matter less than other lives. And,
or they're cheaters.
Yeah, exactly. That seems to be... the consensus, again, these are alleged comments that he made, and there were alleged EEOC complaints filed against President Biden's nominee to head the ATF, David Chipman, while he was working for the ATF for 20 years, apparently more than one of these. And inquiring minds would like to know, one, is that true? Complaints filed against them. What were the nature of those complaints? And did he, in fact, make disparaging remarks about minorities and their ability to succeed without cheating? Anybody who's been paying attention over the last decade knows that any candidate to run a federal agency who's made comments like that would immediately be canceled. That would be the end of their chances of...
they're everything. They're everything.
Yeah, they're everything, exactly. He'd have to remain on the payroll of Giffords, a civilian disarmament operation, who I'm sure still wouldn't have any problem with him continuing to advocate for grabbing as many guns as humanly possible. There's no way you would think that he would be able to get enough votes in the Senate to be confirmed. The problem is nobody's seen his employment record. That's why a so-called watchdog group has filed suit to get their hands on that. They made a FOIA request for it, and the ATF ignored that. And last week they filed suit to try and get that, and this is becoming more and more of an issue. We reported when they filed suit, it's gotten into the conservative media, places like the Daily Caller and all that, and the Senate Judiciary Committee voted on his nomination last week, and that was an 11-11 tie, in effect no recommendation. Right along party line. That was pretty much expected. The question now is if and when the full Senate will vote on making him the head of the ATF. And
well, you would think though, with this particular thing, I mean, given the way they went after Kavanaugh about a bunch of stuff that they couldn't even prove. They couldn't even prove it with Kavanaugh. I mean, hey, listen, I was raped by him. I don't remember where. I don't remember when. I don't remember what year it was. But it was him. I swear to God. It's just like well, it's just made,
yeah, well, we made that point when we wrote this up when the suit was filed last week. We said, look, as Kavanaugh can attest, anybody can make up any claim about somebody's history, you know, with the goal of torpedoing their candidacy. But this is not the same thing. This is not something someone allegedly did in high school 40 years ago.
Right.
For which there are literally no witnesses. No one can remember it. Nobody can say if and when it happened. There's literally no one other than an alleged victim who had a vested interest in trying to undermine Kavanaugh's nomination. This is a situation for which there is supposedly a record. He was at the ATF for 20 years. He's got an employment record. There either were or were not EEOC complaints filed against him. And those EEOC complaints either do or do not detail what he allegedly said. So let's make this, you know, let's either make this go away or let's find out that this is real. And let's do it. It's very simple to do that. Let's just open up his employment history. And he should be, you would think, more than willing to do that. If he never said any of these things, you'd think he'd want to make that clear.
Well, yeah. But, that never happens with the left.
No. Well, so the question is, why is he not standing up and saying, "Look, I never said these things." First of all, I haven't heard him deny it. Why is he saying I never said these things? And to prove it, I'm going to open up my. I'm going to ask that the FBI or whoever it is that controls his employment file open it up and show that no, in fact, none of these things happened. That's what I'd do.
Well, I don't know that they ever. The thing that I find about things on the left, and this is the thing that it always amazes me, because I know they project, right? Like when they talk about in constitutional carry, this is probably going to cause people to have shootouts over parking spaces, right?
Uh-huh.
That tells me that they can't control themselves. They would probably show out in the middle of a parking lot dispute or something. In particular, for example. And we know Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner is, I mean, he can't control himself at all. And I'm pretty sure this guy can't control himself at all. I mean, gosh, he even looks the type.
I'm not going to judge his look, but
I'm going to be superficial and judge his looks. I'm going to be superficial and judge his. I'm going to say he looks like he should have been the third Darren in Bewitched.
I'm not sure what that means, but it's funny.
Well, look at the hairdo.
in any case. I'd love to judge based on his employment file,
yeah.
You know, and I'd love to know, were there, in fact, complaints issued against him? And if there were, what were they for? You know, and what was the outcome of those? And I think that senators who are voting on his nomination have a right to know that before they cast a vote.
I don't know. I keep asking myself this one question. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what my question is when we get back. For those of this is the top story right now, the headline story at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thetruthaboutguns.com is one place to go for news from the entire spectrum of the entire gun culture. They have a team of writers, and this guy right here, Mr. Zimmerman, he looks at everything that goes through there before it makes it onto the site. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Yes, I hit the button early. Joining me again from the TruthAboutGuns.com is the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. And I saw this with Justice Thomas in his statement on marijuana. And I'm looking at the whole marijuana illegal immigration thing with great interest, simply because those two things dragged the federal government into sort of acquiescence as states defied federal law, didn't they?
I'm not sure what the connection to illegal immigration is. I'm sorry.
Sanctuary cities.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Jurisdictions refusing to enforce the law. Well, this is sort of different, I guess, in that these jurisdictions have changed their laws. Not all immigration sanctuary jurisdictions change their laws to refuse to cooperate with ICE and things like that. Some just decided they're just going to do it, and they just did it by decree. In the post that we wrote up on Justice Thomas's comments, we included a map, and you can see how many states have either partially or completely legalized marijuana use of some form or another in the country. And I think it's all but 5 states have at least decriminalized it.
Right.
And their various gradations, including outright legalization. And I think there's 17 states now that have fully legalized marijuana use. But you're right. That is in contravention of federal law. Federal law still considers it a Schedule I substance, and it is completely incompatible with gun ownership in the eyes of the federal government.
Right. So, here's my point. Now, right now, what they have done with setting up immigration sanctuary cities and states and counties and all this other stuff, and what they have done by saying, well, okay, so you say it's illegal, we say it isn't. And the federal government is pretty much leaving that alone. They're not pursuing that. But now, with 1,631 sanctuary counties in the United States now they want to get out there and say, you will comply with federal gun law. I find that interesting. What do you think?
That's true. And, you know, the feds want it both ways. They want you to comply with federal gun laws. Depending on who's president, they don't care if you don't comply with federal immigration laws. In fact, right now they're pretty much encouraging you not to comply with federal immigration law. If you don't like our standards or how we operate, don't worry. We've got other standards and we can apply those too. So the issue here, and of course, what's interesting here is what you have the most conservative justice on the Supreme Court coming out and saying, look, the federal laws on marijuana are a mess, and maybe we don't need them anymore. And they're completely in contravention of reality and what's happening in the state. And what he didn't say, but what I think is behind his sentiments, is these things are creating traps for a lot of people. If you live in a state that has completely
completely, you know, one of the 17 states where marijuana has been completely legalized, it's easy to make yourself a felon. If you own a gun and you use marijuana, you're a felon. If you owned the gun before marijuana was legalized in your state, and now you're using marijuana, you know, you like an edible every once in a while to help you sleep, however you choose to use it, in the eyes of the federal government, you are a felon. If you go in to buy to your local gun store to buy a firearm, and it says right there in the 4473, do you use, you know, illegal drugs? And you say no, despite the fact, there's now, in fact, a warning. The ATF was good enough to put a warning on the latest 4473. It says the use or possession of marijuana remains unlawful under federal law, regardless of whether it has been legalized or decriminalized for medicinal or recreational purposes in the state where you reside. So they're trying to at least give people one little extra warning there under the usual question about drug and narcotic use.
Right.
And, of course, I'm sure that people lie about that every day. and, you know, if you come into contact with a state or local cop in that situation, probably nothing's going to happen. If somehow you interface with a federal agent and they have reason to know that you own firearms and are in possession of or use marijuana, you can face 10 years in the slammer.
It's very confusing.
Exactly.
It's very confusing.
I think that's part of Justice Thomas's motivation. He said, look, we have to acknowledge reality. And at a minimum, again, he didn't say this, but I'm reading into this. At a minimum, we need to change the classification of marijuana from a Schedule I drug to something lower down scale. If not, decriminalize it entirely on the federal level. And there are bills in Congress right now to do that.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We're going to go to we're headed to the next break. This is like I said, everything is torn straight from the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. And, you know, you're looking 10, 15 new articles per day. So it's not stagnant. It's quite animated. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden hitting the road to sell his bipartisan infrastructure agreement. The president heading to La Crosse, Wisconsin, and saying it's a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America.
A generational investment to modernize our infrastructure, creating millions of good-paying jobs.
House Republicans on Tuesday holding a hearing without Democrats on the origins of the coronavirus. New York Republican Congressman Nicole Meliotakis remains confident they'll get to the bottom of the origins of COVID-19.
We have individuals from the previous administration, some that worked at the Department of State, that have a lot of knowledge, and they were previously investigating the origins of the COVID-19. It is shameful that Dr. Fauci refused our invitation to testify. We'd like to know exactly what he is hiding.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News. A new study is shedding some light on if a COVID-19 booster shot will be necessary.
A new study seems to indicate that we may not need a COVID booster shot anytime soon. The study published Monday in the journal Nature shows evidence that the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines can offer fully vaccinated people long-term protection from the virus. Researchers say the shots also appear to produce antibodies that are effective against three variants of the virus, but warn that any future strains could require a booster shot. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NCAA's Division I Council is recommending the body end its rules blocking athletes from benefiting financially because of their talent. University of Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz thinks it's the right call.
It's a great opportunity to grow and to grow your brand, but it's also how can you not let that take away from the team goal of winning games.
The Division I Board of Directors will consider the recommendation on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And still from the top of the page, apparently, if you go somewhere and you're in the ATF, and you go someplace where an American builds their own guns, they're probably a terrorist, a criminal, a violent extremist, and their mom probably dresses them funny. We know this.
Yeah, that seems to be the opinion of the ATF. And not just the ATF. The ATF is part of something called the Joint Counterterrorism Assessment Team. And the Joint Counterterrorism Assessment Team is a collaboration of something called the National Counterterrorism Center, the Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI. It's all these alphabet soup agencies. And all they're interested in is promoting public safety. So in the interest of that, they've issued something called the First Responders Toolbox, which was never supposed to be released to the public, but fortunately it was. And this thing, which is called the
which is titled First Responder Awareness of Privately Made Firearms May Prevent Illicit Activities. And it's meant to inform and educate first responders at local, state, federal level, tribal police officers, all these first responder people. And they want people to know that people who make their own firearms, privately made firearms, PMFs as they call them, could very well be, as you said, terrorists, criminals, and violent extremists. And they go on to list all kinds of warning signs and things that should pique their interest should they discover them. Things like having a 3D printer, inordinate interest in machining, large online purchases from materials or firearms accessories, that kind of thing. This is all part and parcel of something the Biden administration has been doing since it came into office, and that is trying to redefine terrorism. They announced an entire domestic terrorism battle plan, in effect, not long ago. And I'm not sure the concerning part here is what is defined as terrorism, domestic terrorism, and domestic and violent. And increasingly, it seems that the ATF and some of our law enforcement agencies consider people who law-abiding gun owners to be part of the problem, and at least worthy of being watched.
When Biden and his troop are, when they're all out and dispersed here in the next few years or so, we're going to have to disband the ATF, aren't we? We're going to have to just scrub it. I mean, they don't do anything the FBI couldn't do right now anyway, right?
Well, technically, that's absolutely true. But there's a couple of things. First of all, federal agents, when was the last time a federal agency was ever disbanded?
Well, I know that. I know that, and I think we ought to turn over a new leaf and start disbanding them all the time.
Well, I'd love to see that. But let's say it happened, and all the ATF's duties were rolled into the FBI. I'm not sure anything would change. I'm not sure that the ATF would do anything differently than the FBI would do anything differently than the approximately 5,000 people who work for the ATF do today. Those 5,000 employees would just be rolled into the FBI. They'd become FBI agents. They'd get different badges. And they continue doing exactly what they're doing.
I'm not saying that it would fix things, but what I am saying is that the scope of what of you know they need to define once and for all legislatively a few things need to be defined, and I know that's tough too. And then all of these things that they want to regulate and everything, they need to go ahead and put the rules out there. Like I know Alex Bosco has been asking for years for them to define what is okay as far as a pistol brace. And they just don't ever answer him.
Because it's not in their interest to.
Right, it's not in their interest to.
No.
So to that end, they're going to be forced, they're going to have to be forced to comply.
I'd love to see it. I just don't know who's going to do it.
Well, what are you doing Monday? I'm free.
Visiting family over the 4th of July for a weekend.
Oh, that's right. It's a long weekend. What are you doing Tuesday?
I'll be right back here at work.
I don't. The path that they have gone down since they have completely unmasked, I just don't see it being sustainable anymore. When Joe Biden is out there and he's giving a speech, Joe, what's your attack on crime going to be? Well, I'm going to go after the law-abiding people. Okay.
Yeah.
You are demented, aren't you, Joe?
Exactly. And that's, look, it's like
Joe has gun control Tourette's. Anytime you ask him about firearms, he spouts the same garbage over and over, half of which is factually inaccurate or an outright lie. He's been called on this, not just by right-leaning media, but PolitiFact, The Washington Post, CNN. They've all debunked a lot of the garbage that he spouts about guns. About the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, about people owning cannons, about the nature of the Second Amendment, you know, limiting what kind of firearms you can own. They've all done that, but doesn't matter. You wind up Joe, you throw him in front of a teleprompter, and the anti-gun Tourette's kicks in, and there he goes again. So yeah, we know what to expect there.
Sure.
The problem comes in with whoever is really running things at the White House and whoever really decided that David Chipman is just the guy to run the ATF, a current employee of a gun control organization, one of the premier civilian disarmament operations in the country. And, you know, they thought the best thing to do to appease their base and accomplish what they want to accomplish is to raise a huge middle finger at America's 100 plus million firearm owners.
Such a smoking hot idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Such a smoking hot idea. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break.
Okay.
You don't even have to pay Jan. If you go to thetruthaboutguns.com, the first three things I've talked about today are right there at the top. That's just how Johnny on the spot they are. This is their latest news. What do they call this? What's new? It's in the What's New segment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and a very interesting observation coming from the TruthAboutGuns.com. They need to start talking to cops about what to do when they hear a man with a gun. A man with a gun call in, don't they?
Yeah, this is a quote from our friends over at Open Source Defense, which was in response to the situation in, it's pronounced Arvada, Colorado, recently, which was horrible. Somebody went crazy and attacked a police officer, shot him and killed him. And then an armed citizen shot the attacker. And while that happened, police were called, a responding officer came, and then saw the man with the gun, who was the armed citizen who stopped the shooting, and they shot and killed him. The armed citizen not only stopped the shooter, the murderer, had killed the cop. He'd gone back to his car. He'd pulled out an AR after using a shotgun on the cop and was shooting into the air, shooting wildly around this little downtown area in Arvada. So this guy, this armed citizen, likely stopped some sort of a mass shooting, something that certainly would have resulted in more people wounded, if not killed. It was basically the very definition of a good guy with a gun. And he was killed by the responding officer. And the point that Open Source Defense made, and which we couldn't agree with more, is that we now live in a country with 100 million gun owners or so, and where gun ownership
as, you know, over the last three or four decades has increased exponentially. You now have 21 states with constitutional carry. You have 50 states with at least some form of concealed carry. Obviously, that's, you know, a joke in places like Hawaii or, you know, New York City. But still, it's theoretically possible.
Right.
The point is, you know, as open source said, you know, there's been a 35-year march to ubiquity of concealed carry. More and more and more people are having are carrying guns, and that's only going to increase. What that means is police need to change their mindset or their approach when they get the report of an individual with a gun. Now, fortunately, these situations happen very rarely. You don't often get armed citizens who are responding to a bad situation. Very few of them end up being shot by responding police, you know, being shot inadvertently.
Right.
That doesn't happen often. But it does. And you know, one is too many. Obviously, things are going to happen. But a lot of this has to do with the training of police officers. They basically split into there's training police officers, and there's also people who carry a firearm need to do what they can to minimize these situations when all possible, which isn't easy to do. With more people who are going to be carrying without training and without preparation, it's going to fall onto police officers to be more circumspect before they just open fire because they hear about hear a report of someone with a firearm.
Yeah, this is a. This will be interesting. This will be interesting to see how they go because, first of all, with the Ferguson effect, with the defunding, with all the stuff that's happening, with the executions that happen to cops all the time, cops getting shot in the head, cops getting shot for eating their lunch or whatever, there's a lot of bad things happening just being associated with being a cop now. So if they get a call for a man with a gun and they get to have that nice, fast drive with the sirens running and everything else, can you imagine what's going to happen to that? And most of these street cops are young people. I mean, I don't know when they started hiring children, but nowadays it looks like they got kids running. You know, I'm sure they're in their 20s, but they just seem so young to me now. And, you know, we're asking quite a bit of them.
Yeah, it's not an easy job today. It's never been.
Nope.
But it's going to be increasingly difficult. You're dealing with cities now where you've got insane people running them in some situations.
Yeah.
That are you know, only too happy to defund their police forces. It just happened in Oakland this week. And you've got situations where if you respond and you shoot someone, I'm not even talking about a good guy with a gun situation. I'm talking about if you shoot somebody who's an actual threat. If the amount of melanin in their skin is incorrect or too high, you're going to find yourself being demonized and maybe your life ruined, maybe financially ruined, maybe even in jail. So it's a very difficult environment in which to work, which is why you see so many police officers retiring, quitting, moving,
yep.
You know, that kind of thing. That said, again, wherever they are, we're always going to have police officers. Maybe not enough of them, but we're going to have them. And the more that we have people carrying firearms, and we've got a lot of them, and we're only going to have more of them, they're going to need to be trained to deal with the fact that the public is going to be increasingly likely to be armed.
And if you're carrying a gun and you do get involved in that, you're going to have to be aware,
yeah,
of what's going on around you. You're going to have to be aware, and you need to be the one calling the cops.
You need to be the one calling the cops, and you have to realize that when the cops roll up and they see somebody holding a gun, they immediately assume that that is a bad guy. That's part of the training that needs to change, but you have to think ahead
right.
and understand how a cop is going to think when he responds. And you need to be really careful about what you do if and when that happens. And, you know, make sure you comply with instructions, drop it like it's hot, you know, if that's what you're told to do, and just be really cognizant of what you're likely to encounter when police do roll up on the scene.
That's part of the syllabus at Tactical Response. When you go to Tactical Response to take a fighting pistol class, part of it is when they yell "drop it," you got to drop the gun.
Yep, absolutely.
You got to drop the gun, and they even train you how to drop it. You drop it on its side.
Yeah, exactly. And it may be your favorite barbecue gun, and it may kill you to scratch it, but that's better than getting shot.
That just gives them character.
Yeah.
The when I took mine, these two guns were custom jobs. And I just threw them in the dirt. We're about to run out of time. Thanks very much for joining me this evening. This article, everything that I've mentioned today, everything I brought up, we haven't had any outside discussions. This is all Dan's work. You can catch it at thetruthaboutguns.com. Every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, even when he's not being involved with me, if I'm trying to plan a little mini insurrection because it's a holiday or something, he's working at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thanks for having me, sir. I always appreciate it.
All right. Coming up next, writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.